Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Made. It's Matty Garwood. Now, we can't quite get into this part of the country, but we can call in and chat about brand new stuff. Dice, they have dished out a summer banger, Double Espresso. Tom from Dice, thanks for joining us here on Oz Made, mate. Nice to chat to you.
No worries, Matt. How's it going?
It's going really well, mate. We've got to check in on you, though. How's the West? Because we can't come and check in on ourselves just at the moment.
It's bloody beautiful over here. It's about 30 degrees. Yeah, it's all going well.
Going well with this new stuff, Double Espresso. One of my favourite cocktails, an espresso martini, mate. How did it come about for you boys?
Origins of the song came from a night we had on tour with one of our good mates, and they're in a band called Rara Viper down south, about 3 hours out of Perth. And we had a gig the night before and stayed up late, had too many coffees, woken up the next day, had to do a 3.5 hour drive down south. Was absolutely exhausted by the time we got there, loaded up on energy drinks, espresso martinis, all that sort of stuff, and just had another sleepless night. And that came off the back of about 4 months of playing shows all around Perth and WA, pretty much 2 or 3 shows every weekend. As you listen to the song, the hook of I Don't Like It Anymore, it just gets to that feeling where you're just like, wow, this is like really like becoming so full on.
Yeah, and I like how it says it's just like a good coffee. It's all smooth with no bitterness. How do you take your coffee, Tom?
I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
Me neither.
In a cafe, but Ben and Casper, two of the other guys in the band, they're also baristas and they're pretty avid coffee drinkers. But I do know that their coffee of choice is the Long Mac, which is apparently something you guys don't have over eight. It's a latte with an extra shot, and I've only just found out like 2 weeks ago that it's unique to WA.
What shows can we kind of be looking forward to seeing you with off the back of the new stuff?
Well, we've got a regional tour around WA that we've got planned that'll probably get announced in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then sort of just going from there. And we've got a couple of shows here and there around Perth, but we're hoping to be able to get over to the East Coast sort of early 2023, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And we'll have heaps of new music out by then.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be hard to put it all into a playlist because you don't know which ones you'll put in your set.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think by the end of the year, when we can make it over, we'll have another 6 or 7 songs out, which is super exciting.
Yeah, to put that with Double Espresso, because we're looking at some more new music to be released early this year with the EP.
Yeah, so 1st of April is when we've got 2 more tracks coming out. They're called Bad Tattoo and Tickets. They're a bit of a different vibe to the other stuff we've released, but I think they're really fun, energetic.
Do you have any bad tattoos?
I've got my own tattoo gun at home, so I've definitely got my fair share of bad tattoos. Me and Ben have actually got matching Dice tattoos, and that's sort of how the whole name of Dice started.
Oh, cool.
We were over in Bali back in 2019, and we were on a night out, and we'd had a few too many bintangs, and we ended up at a tattoo parlor and got matching Dice tattoos, and that's sort of how we came up with the name.
So cool.
Bad tattoo sort of perfectly fits in with everything.
Yeah. What's the number that's showing on the dice?
That's a very good question. I'll just have to check. You can see like 3 or 4 sides, but there's like a 5, a 4, and a 3 or something. But it's funny when apparently it's the sides are supposed to add up to 7. Or
always
something.
Equals 7.
I'm not too sure. I don't pay too much attention to that sort of stuff. I saw the first dice tattoo and said, put it on me.
Excellent. Well, we are putting on your brand new one. This is Dice with Double Espresso. Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you, mate. We'll get your new stuff playing right here on Oz Made.
All good. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day. See ya. This is Double Espresso, our latest track. Hope you enjoy.